Hello, Internet. This is Anne from the future. Woo! You're listening to PCAPI Podcast. This show was started in 2011 by a younger me who didn't really know a lot about audio and how to start a podcast, just kind of, you know, Googled it and winged it, which can be great. It really is in the spirit of the OG Pokemon series that it's just, we didn't know what we were doing. We just kind of winged it. But the downside is that this podcast, the audio of the first episode is not super great. It gets better. I promise it gets better. I stop editing on Windows Movie Maker, and that alone makes a huge difference. But if you're listening to this first episode today, please keep in mind, the audio's not great. I know it. You know it. We all know it. It was a long time ago. Also, because it was recorded like a decade ago or more, depending on when you're listening to this, this is Anne from the future. Ash's journeys have ended. When I started this, the future was a wide open expanse. We were in like Sinnoh, like who knows what was on the horizon for us. So there may be things said that were proved later to be different, like how many times Team Rocket appears in an episode, what journeys Ash might go on in the future, how many tournaments he's won and where he's placed. Again, I know it, you know it, we all know it, but we didn't know it in 2011, so there's no need to send in angry emails. But if you want to contact this podcast for any other reason, we can be found anywhere fine RSS feeds are located. We can be found at pcapipodcast.blogspot.com or pcapipodcast@gmail.com. And you can also find me and this podcast and anything else I'm doing on the internet at yesand.com. So thank you everybody for listening. We'll get into the show and protect your ears. And thank you for joining me on this wild and wonderful journey that is Ash Ketchum's trip through Kanto. Bye. Pika pika Pikachu. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the sixth episode of PKP Podcast, Clefairy and the Moonstone. At this stage of the journey, Ash has one badge, three Pokemon, and two traveling companions, with Gym Leader Brock joining the party. There are legends and mysteries surrounding Mount Moon, and according to the narrator, all of them are true. I highly doubt that all of them are true. I mean, there's a legend that Clefairy, you know, came to Mount Moon in a spaceship, for crying out loud. But at least some of them will probably turn out to be true by the end of the episode. Interesting fact, you can see Mount Moon from Pallet Town. At the entrance to Mount Moon, an unfortunate scientist named Seymour is getting attacked by Zubat, and Pikachu helps him out by shocking the Zubat into fainting. Seymour is enthusiastic about getting saved, probably too enthusiastic, and that enthusiasm causes him to get shocked by Pikachu again, and to wax needlessly poetic. As we find out, he likes to rhyme things while talking. Seymour is there to research the Moonstone and to protect the mountain from troublemakers who have strung up lights in the cave and disorient the Pokemon. Seymour is the anime's first character of the day, meaning we never see him again after this. In Japanese, he's actually from Nibi City, Pewter, and works for the museum there. Anyway, while checking out the Clefairy, the group run into Meowth, and by extension, Team Rocket, who are sent into their motto at the sound of the word trouble. Ash wonders if they ever get tired of saying the same things over and over and over. Probably not. A Pokemon battle begins to clear out Team Rocket, and Brock proves that he's so much better at this Pokemon training thing than Ash is, having caught a Zubat earlier outside the cave. In the confusion, Meowth sneaks away, and it's up to Misty and Seymour to save the Clefairy. Misty finally uses one of her Pokemon. Gosh, it's been a while. She has them. She's not useless. She sends Meowth away with one of Staryu's attacks. Now that things are peaceful again, the gang camps out, and Brock demonstrates his awesome skills at making Pokemon food. Well, the Pokemon love it. Seymour loves it. but it's not to Ash's tastes. Pikachu makes friends with the Clefairy, which gets the humans special VIP access to see the Moonstone and a special ceremony. Pikachu tries to explain it all to Ash using charades, since the only thing Ash knows of Pikachu speak at this point is his name, despite claims to the contrary. But communication is eventually achieved when Pikachu pulls out one of Ash's hairs. The Japanese word for hair is kami, which is also the word for god, and make the connection that the Clefairy pray to their god at the full moon. In English, they connect the same information because hair rhymes with prayer. Seymour is stoked by this new discovery and is convinced that the stone is from space. When Team Rocket shows up, he tries to be brave and defend the Moonstone, but is slightly ineffective. Ash and Brock are called into action, but the attack is just a diversion to steal the Moonstone. Seymour rounds up the Clefairy, who use the metronome, which produces an explosive effect. Oh my gosh. Practically blows up the mountain. Here, the little star, when Team Rocket blasts off again, is first seen. And once we're rid of them, the Clefairy some of them, evolve into Clefable by the fragments of the Moonstone. Seymour decides to move into Mount Moon and live with the Clefairy and the Clefable. He dreams of someday blasting off into space with the Pokemon, and, you know, I don't think he needs to dream about it. I think he's already blasted off into outer space already. But whatever. Ash, Brock, and Misty continue on to Cerulean City and find that somebody's written a note on the sign leading into the city. Gary Oak was here. Ash is a loser. Two guesses who wrote that, and no, it wasn't Ash. Ash rushes off to Cerulean and his next adventure or disaster. Could be either. Could be both. But that's it for Pika Pee Podcast. Yes, it was an incredibly short episode, but there's really just not that much to say about it. That said, it's still fun and good, worth a watch. If you have your conspiracy theories about where the Clefairy came from and if Pokemon in fact did come from space, please contact the blog www.pikapeepodcast.blogspot.com. I'd love to hear from you. And in the meantime, have a great day, and look forward to our next episode, which will be another gym match. Ho, 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 ho. Will Ash win? Will he lose? Who's the gym leader? Find out all that and more next episode. Pikachu. 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 Pikachu! Pikachu!